Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, the big one, financial tips. Everybody needs them, and everybody's willing to take them when you've got some for us.
We are just currently days away from the 1st of April, which is hard to believe. But I thought, you know, this would be a great time to share some tips on how we can make the most of our money since April is recognized as Financial Literacy Month. You know, it starts with the five building blocks for managing and growing our money. And the mymoney.gov website shares some great tips and resources for that and some key principles in keeping in mind as we all make our day-to-day decisions and continue planning and fine-tuning our financial goals. So the first one I want to talk about today is the EARN principle, and it's about more than the amount we're paid through our work. You know, this principle is about knowing the fine print and details of our paycheck, which include those deductions that we sometimes neglect to even really look at and the withholdings. You know, in order to make the most of what we earn, it's helpful and to be able to understand and how we pay for our benefits. So, you know, you might explore and sign up for workplace benefits that you have. Make sure you're making the most of everything that you're offered through your employer. Learn about the details of your paycheck, including those deductions that may be taken out. And review your taxes that are withheld, including, you know, Social Security, Medicare taxes, those kinds of things. And remember, your employer has to subtract those certain taxes and other items from your wages every pay period. So your take-home pay or your net income is what you receive after any of those taxes and deductions are subtracted. You know, usually your deductions are withheld, include maybe your federal, state, and maybe sometimes city income taxes, your Social Security, and Medicare taxes. So your contributions for retirement savings and payments for your health insurance provided as part of your job. So be sure to take advantage of all those credits and all those deductions that help lower your taxes. And it's also a good idea to sign up if your employer offers a retirement savings program. If so, you can arrange to have your retirement savings automatically moved from your paycheck to your retirement account before you even see that. And many employers, which is great, will match part of every dollar you save this way. And so you will benefit from that when you retire because they'll invest as well. You'll also want to talk about saving and investing. Saving is a key principle, which if people that will make a habit of saving regularly, even saving small amounts, are, you know, going to be well on their way to success. It's important to open a bank account or credit union account so it's simple and easy for you to do and to save regularly. Then use your savings to plan for life events and to be ready for those unplanned emergency needs. Start saving, you know, form a habit of saving and paying yourself first. Open and, you know, keep track of that bank account or credit union and make sure that it meets your needs. And track your savings and investments and monitor what you own. You know, plan for short-term and long-term goals. Build up an emergency saving, again, for those unexpected events because they do happen. And consult with a qualified professional on those investments. You know, and again, save for retirement or if you have children and want to help them with education or, you know, other major life events that you have going on or will have going on in the future. An easy way to save is to, again, like I said, pay yourself first. So that means each pay period before you are tempted to spend any money, commit to putting some of that into a savings account. You know, some employers and some banks can automatically arrange that with your bank to automatically transfer that to a certain account from your paycheck before it hits your main account. So it's taken out of there, and then you just have in your main account what you can spend, but yet you're also saving a nest egg in another account. If you're making investments, it's good to consider consult with a qualified professional about your plans. You know, before you're purchasing investments, be sure to build an emergency savings that could cover your needs for at least 3 months. So keep that in mind. And many professionals call themselves financial planners, but before you hire one, you know, ask for a description of the services they offer. A good place to check the credentials of an investment advisor is your state's Consumer Protective Office that we have, or the Attorney General's Office is another good place to check. Protect. The protect principle means taking precautions about your financial situation, and, you know, it also stresses the importance of accumulating savings in case of an emergency or buying insurance. So a good way to help with that is keeping track of your financial records. You know, a good system for keeping those records in order includes copies of important documents like your will, property ownership documents, information about savings and insurance and other important documents that you might have. It should also include an overview of what happens to property after a major life event occurs. So where do you want that property to go? And look at your bank statements and bills as soon as they arrive and report any discrepancies or anything suspicious, you know, such as an unauthorized withdrawal or charge that maybe you didn't spend. The next principle we're going to talk about is spending. The fundamental, concept, of course, of spending is to make a budget or plan for how you want to use your money wisely. It's helpful to set, again, I've talked about this before, short and long-term financial goals that help manage your money to meet them. So a good way to take control of that spending is to set a maximum amount you want to spend each week or maybe each month. And then once you've hit that maximum, stick with your plan, which is sometimes really hard to do, but again, it's going to help you in the long run if you stick with your plan. It's also helpful to track your spending over a few weeks or months to kind of get a handle of how you're using your money. You know, there's many things and resources online or apps on your phone for keeping track of your spending, and you'll probably be pretty amazed at what you'll learn about your spending habits. And be careful not to let a sale or discount coupon persuade you to purchase something if you don't really need it or if it's not within your spending plan. And a good rule of thumb also to consider is if you're going to do grocery shopping, even if it's online and do a grocery pickup or go into the store, never go hungry because you'll tend to buy more than what you really need. And when, you know, you're going to make a big purchase, take some time to compare and shop and check prices at a few different stores before you go ahead and make that purchase. And finally, we're going to talk about borrowing. And it's sometimes necessary to borrow for major purchases like an education, a car, a house, or maybe even to meet some of those unexpected life events that have happened. But your ability to get a loan generally depends on your credit history, as we know, and that depends largely on your track record at repaying what you've borrowed in the past and paying your bills on time. So be careful to keep track of your credit history and make sure that that is really strong. So borrowing money, you know, over time, you can usually keep in mind that you will be paying some interest when you borrow money, and the longer you take to pay back the money you borrowed, the more you will pay into interest. So it pays, again, to shop around for the best deals on a loan. Compare those loan terms from several lenders, and it's okay to negotiate those terms with those potential lenders. You know, when repaying your loan, once you have that loan secured, remember it's better to pay more if you can than that minimum amount each month that is due, so you will have to pay less in the interest over the life of the loan. One of your most important aids when shopping for a loan is the annual percentage rate. It's the total cost, including interest, charges, and fees, described as a yearly rate. So make sure to pay attention to that. And paying your bills on time will also help increase your credit score. Even if you've fallen into some trouble in the past and borrowing, you can again rebuild your credit history and your score by making regular payments on time. And again, remember, you're entitled to a free copy of your credit score and credit report every year. So there are three nationwide credit bureaus that you can go to and get those free credit reports, and that does not cost anything. So make sure you check those out. So, you know, as we step into the Financial Literacy Month, I would encourage you to take one of the areas that I've talked about today. Maybe it's earning, maybe it's saving, maybe it's protecting your money or spending or borrowing, and take on one small action to strengthen your financial future. And as always, remember that I'm here to help. So for more information on financial resource management, feel free to contact me at jmcnally@ksu.edu. or 785-828-4438.
Some very essential tips. Make sure you guys get those jotted down and follow along. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine, Extension District 4-H, Agent Carla Hightower.